I am what I am. And you know what? Medical research supports that. I can't help it. It's just who I am. It's the way I'm wired.
You're a sick animal.
I'm not a skank. I'm just wired that way.
No, you just
get
curious.
T-shirts made.
You're just curious. It's okay.
Hashtag not a skank, just wired that way.
You should have a shirt that says easy with an arrow pointing up to your face.
Yeah.
Matty T, you ready for the Matty T Minute?
I am. I'm ready to rock.
Matty T Minute.
Can I sponsor it for you?
You betcha. Birthday boy.
Why don't you guys just do whatever you want and just ignore me?
Well, no, because Matty T really loves Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge.
Oh, God, do I?
Matty T, can I throw this up just to Michael Pease, possibly get you and a microphone and a speaker on a Friday night, and I'll sit back and unwind and relax Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, leather chairs and couches, listening to you do the Matty T Minute?
That'd be great, man.
Fine, thank you. Over 150 different blends of fine cigars. You can pair that up with a great drink menu. The Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon, in fact, 20 year. The knowledgeable wait staff, including Michael Pease and Lisa, can help you pair up the cocktail of your choice and your cigar. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street. Steps away, just steps away from the Statehouse Convention Center. This is the absolute coolest place in Little Rock.
Well, if I do the Matty T Minute there, am I going to be overwhelmed by the smoke?
No, because they have these industrial-sized smoke eaters that just take the smoke virtually out of the entire room. So,
well, that's incredible.
You won't get choked up. We may get choked up listening to you, but that's about it.
I may physically choke somebody, but it's because I've got mental issues.
All right, Matty T.
Okay, well, gentlemen, you know I saw Neighbors last weekend, and if you liked Seth Rogen movies in the past, you'll definitely like this one, too. The summer movie season really kicks into gear this weekend, though, with a movie people seem to be looking forward to. Now, everyone's familiar with the Japanese Godzilla movies, which translates into English as Godzilla. Now, Godzilla first made his appearance in 1954 and has spawned dozens of sequels. It's surprising it took so long to bring the King of Monsters to the free world, but when we finally got an American version in 1998, it starred Ferris Bueller, and the monster didn't actually resemble Godzilla at all. This time around, it looks like they may have finally done it right, and the first thing you notice from the trailer is that they actually show you the monster, and it looks awesome. The fact you can actually identify what you're seeing on screen as Godzilla already makes this film better than the last one. It will also be cool to see Bryan Cranston in a big screen starring role, which will hopefully work out better than Aaron Paul's effort in Need for Speed. Godzilla also stars the main guy from Kick-Ass and Elizabeth Olsen, who is Mary-Kate and Ashley's younger sister, who I personally think is the better Olsen.
Everybody thinks she's the most talented. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you have any insight into this, Matt? You have not seen the movie yet.
You know what? We got to get the hook up here and let me see these movies before I do this.
I agree. We'll work on that. I'll try to make some friends
All I can say is what I've seen in the trailer. And
here's
looks
my
good,
question, though, for you. Do you think there's any chance that Bryan Cranston finally brings down Godzilla by feeding him blue meth?
I don't know.
Can you imagine Godzilla on meth?
Whew.
When's it come out, Matty T? Today?
It's now playing. It actually started last night.
Okay.
And now the other movie out, we mentioned last week too. It's basically a feel-good movie to balance out the violence in Godzilla and the R-rated humor in Neighbors. Disney's Million Dollar Arm stars John Hamm, who is another guy from a hit AMC show, making the move to the big screen. He, of course, is known as Don Draper on Mad Men, which, like Breaking Bad, is also coming to an end. If you've seen any of Disney's sports-themed movies like Miracle, Remember the Titans, or The Rookie, you know what to expect. They all follow the same formula and just change the plot. And if you've watched ESPN at all in the last month, you've seen previews for this movie. That's not because it's going to be so awesome. It's because ESPN is owned by Disney, and Million Dollar Arm is also produced by Bill Simmons.
Say what?
Yeah. From the previews, it seems the plot involves Don Draper going to India and finding a cricket player who can pitch fast. He has what they call in the business a million-dollar arm. Okay. Now, this one it is what it is, and it'll be a good choice for the family to go see after church on Sunday.
Will there be any... any inappropriate language, nudity, anything like that I can look forward to bringing my kid?
No, it's rated G. No, that being said...
I didn't know they made G-rated movies anymore with real people in them that weren't animated. Honestly.
I mean, neither.
Well, that's why Godzilla's going to be in first place on Monday and not Million Dollar
Godzilla
Arm.
Cusses a lot, does he?
There's a lot of violence. And that's the Matty T Minute.
Okay. Thank you for that, Matty.
Here's a little more music for Pat.
Oh, you know what you just did? You just gave me an idea, buddy. Christmas karaoke, and the zone,
the right stuff.
Bam! You could be Jordan. I want to be
Joe. You know I made last cuts and KOTB.
No, you didn't.
But I couldn't get that one dance
that one move
down.
Yeah, look, I'm telling you, bro, the running man was always tough for me. I couldn't do it. My frame does not bounce off the floor very well.
I couldn't get the shopping for the groceries.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a tough move. I think we just go out there and do the sprinkler for like 3 minutes during the whole thing.
Would we just be me, you, and Matty T, or would we try to get all the members?
It could be like an NKOTB and a BSB matchup with one of the other shows. And
we could add Jeremy and Matt Couch. I mean, they look like they're in a boy band anyway.
They'd fit right in.
I mean, they look more like a boy band than actual boy bands look like a boy band.
Fair enough.
I mean, am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay. 100% right.
All right, sounds good. All right, we'll be back. It's 12:30. Zone Rewind coming up. We are at Mom El Country Club for the...